Desperation is what led many of those Syrian rebels to surrender. Desperation is also the defining mood for many in Nigeria, where parents and supporters of those 200-plus kidnapped girls are angry at government inaction in the case. Listen to this father in the capital, Abuja.
We don't know where they are, and we don't know what is happening to them. Only what we are reading on the faces of newspaper. The parents at home cannot do anything. Some refuse to eat. Please, we are begging the federal government of Nigeria. Please, we are begging our army, which we depend on them. Please, intervene into this matter for us.
The Nigerian government has done little to find the girls in the 3 weeks since they were abducted in northeastern Nigeria. The Islamic extremists known as Boko Haram have claimed responsibility. Now the White House is sending experts to help the Nigerian government find them, but it's not going to be easy. The girls have to be located first, and then, barring a military rescue mission, there would be some kind of negotiations. Mark Lowe is the editor of K&R Magazine, an online publication for professional kidnap negotiators and security advisors around the world.
Basically, there are a number of challenges. The first is the fact that who do you actually negotiate with? Boko Haram is, in a certain sense, a rather faceless creature. There are some known leaders, but it doesn't have such an incredibly formal structure that will allow any expert to open up a very, very well-focused form of negotiations. The second problem is the fact that this is not a business transaction. This is not a criminal kidnapping. This is an ideologist kidnapping. Therefore, it's very difficult to understand their mindset. You can try and think like them, act like them, but ultimately it's tremendously difficult.
How do you think the kind of balancing act is going between do we negotiate or do we go in with some kind of military solution to rescue the schoolgirls?
Well, the military solution is always one that you would want to avoid for the very simple reason that experience teaches that in more cases than not, the end result is not the desired result. It's also very, very difficult because nobody knows where these girls are. They could be in northeast Nigeria, they could be in Cameroon, they could even be in Niger. We're talking about an area with borders and frontiers that are impossible to monitor. You break up such a large group into small numbers, and it's tremendously difficult to identify where the hostages are actually being held.
Now, the United States has promised Nigeria kidnap negotiator experts. Does that help a professional negotiating team in a hostage situation? I mean, won't there be cultural things about the Nigerian kidnappers that outsiders might not get?
Well, you are absolutely correct. There will be a number of cultural and local issues that will not be understood. But that is a problem that holds true anywhere you go. The international group that has formed and will be working towards resolving this problem has a very, very hard job because first and foremost, they have to understand who to talk to. Do they go to them? Will it be Boko Haram that comes the team? Give me some sort of proof that you are actually holding these poor young ladies. Once all that is out of the way, the negotiations can begin. And that is going to be very, very difficult because what will Boko Haram ask for?
Mark, you're the editor of this KR magazine. That's Kidnap and Ransom magazine. That means that kidnapping happens enough around the globe that there's a large market to have this knowledge that you can actually put out a magazine for negotiators and security people. That's pretty extraordinary.
Well, it is quite extraordinary, but unfortunately, it's a fact. Kidnapping is an industry. It's a very, very old industry. There is no part of the world that is immune to kidnapping. Kidnapping is a good way to make money. Kidnapping is a good way to have people released from prison. Kidnapping is a good way to negotiate something. So K&R magazine was quite simply created to form a bridge, if you like, between supply and demand. You know, let's be quite blunt about it. It is an industry, and like any industry, there is supply. By supply, it's technology, it's perhaps insurance products, it's perhaps training, risk mitigation, risk management, all forms of products and services.
Mark Lowe is the editor of KR Magazine. Thank you very much for your time, Mark.
Thank you very much, Marco.